Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I don't know what you came in here today with or how your week was, but there's an answer here today. Amen. God's already moving and God's going to continue to move. And it's always a good sign. I know Pastor said we flipped, but he was teaching on some of my scriptures. So that always is like a, all right, I guess I did okay this time. Amen. So we're going to start, though, with one of the most familiar scriptures you've probably ever heard. It's Psalms chapter 23. Oh, Jesus. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I wonder if we could just lift our hands and praise him for a moment. Hallelujah. God, you're good. Thank you, Jesus, for every blessing that you've given us, God. Thank you for everything that you've done and that you will do, Jesus. We praise you and worship your name in this place, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Today, for a few moments, if I could preach to you on following the good shepherd or the sheep master. Following the good shepherd or the sheep master, amen. You may be seated. So, the scriptures are full of references of us being sheep, right? And the Lord is our shepherd. So we need to learn as Christians and in our walk, it's all about learning how to follow the shepherd. And in John chapter 10, verse 27, it says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Amen? Amen. We need to hear the voice of the Lord because he's continually calling you and I to be with him. Amen? He's continually calling us every service, every time we get down on our knees to pray, every time we're going through a bad situation, God is calling us and drawing us closer to him, amen? And he has great things in store for us. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are bigger than our thoughts. Anything that you could ever imagine, God is calling you to higher than that. God is calling this church to higher than anything that we could ever think about or dream. God is calling his sheep. God is calling his people to live a life above what this world could set for you and I, amen? We need to hear his voice over the world's noise, amen? We need to hear his voice over the things that this world would try to put in your spirit to distract you from that still small voice of God. You see, we don't have to leave another church service without hearing something from God, amen? We've already heard about him today, but if you haven't or you've been feeling that there's something you're holding back, you don't have to leave here today through that door the same way you walked in. You don't have to leave here with no joy or no peace in your life. It's able. God is able to bring you out. Amen. When we listen to the call of the Lord. You see, I need him to speak into my life daily. It says in John chapter 10, verse 14, I talked about the good shepherd. It says, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And aren't you thankful that in this place today that we can go to the good shepherd, that he knows where you're at, that he knows what you've been through, he knows what you're going to go through, and he still is calling you even to this day, that we serve a God who's bigger than anything in this world. Amen. Do you know the voice of the Lord today? Is he calling to you? Is he speaking into your life? Is he speaking direction into your life today? Because that's the question that we have to ask. And I had one of those weeks where it just seemed like a terrible week and everything was going downhill, but I fell down on my knees and said, am I hearing the voice of God? Am I listening to his call in my life? I may have had a bad week trying to do it Kyle's way, but I need to hear the voice of God in my life. I refuse to go through life living how I think I need to live without hearing his voice speaking to me. You see, when you know the voice of the Lord, you follow him. Amen. And you know him by your prayer life. You know him by reading the word. You know him with having fellowship by him. Amen. And he leads you and starts directing you in paths that you may have never seen before in your life. You see, in Psalms, it says that the shepherd wants to lead his sheep to places. Amen. He wants to lead his people. And as I was reading this in verse 2, it says he wants to lead us to the green pastures. And I don't know, when you read that scripture, I hear it so much, you kind of think, well, it's just like a peaceful, tranquil place that the Lord wants to lead me to, and great. Like, God's got things under control, right? But think about this. David, the psalmist, is writing this as he was a shepherd, and have you ever seen a picture of the hills in Israel? Or been there? You see, I take that scripture for granted because I'm thinking about State College or these rolling pastures and the green grass and the sheep and everything are running in there. But Israel, the hills are full of rocks. The ground is barren and brown. A lack of rain between May and October means that the vegetation at that time is either withered in the heat or non-existent. And in the shepherd's fields near Bethlehem, where David was, where he put his flock, the earth is scorched daily by the sun. You see, the green pastures are non-existent unless someone, usually the shepherd, has gone through the trouble of clearing the rocks, taking out all the things that aren't supposed to be there, plowing the soil, planting the seeds, and cultivating a place where he knows that his sheep can be fed. And cultivating a place where he knows his sheep can be nurtured, amen? And I'm thankful for a God that prepared a place for you and I, that I don't have to live through the barren wasteland of this world, that God cultivated a place in the church where I can be fed and nurtured, amen? That he made a place for you and I in the green pastures. He's saying you don't have to live going through the rocks and through the hardships of life. I've prepared a place for you, and when you listen to my voice and you follow who I am and you listen to my direction and my call in your life, I've got something to nurture your soul. I've got something to bring you higher. I can feed you. I prepared something for you. And that's what God is saying in this place today. I've prepared a place for you. You don't got to live eating off the things of this world in the barren wasteland when God has cultivated a green pasture for you and I. God has cultivated a place for you and I. He's cultivated a ministry for you. He's cultivated a people that you can reach. God has a place for you and I. Aren't you thankful for God's place for us? Aren't you thankful for the church? Aren't you thankful for his word? Amen. Hallelujah. Green pastures don't just happen. They're created for provisions for the flock. And God has provisions for you and I. And if we continue to follow him and his leading, he'll lead us to that place that he's prepared. You see, God has everything we could ever want and we can ever need if we're a part of his flock, if we're one of his sheep. Amen? You see, the scriptures go on, and it says, he leadeth them besides the still waters. Amen? And again, it just sounds peaceful and tranquil. But I heard this once, and I realized that sheep have very sensitive stomachs. And if you have a rolling kind of river or something that's turning, the soot and the muck in the water, apparently, I've never owned a sheep, but apparently if they start drinking that water and the garbage in that water, it makes them sick. And it starts to upset the sheep's stomach. So the shepherd has to nourish his sheep by bringing them to still waters where they can drink and not be sick by the garbage that's in the rivers. Amen? And you see, the shepherd wants to nurture us today with the living waters. He wants to restore your soul if you've been dried up or you've been drinking the things of this world and what the world has been trying to put in your spirit and you feel sick in your soul. God is looking today to refresh you with the living waters. Amen. When you call out to him, it matters in life what we consume, and I want to consume the things of God and the provisions of God and the word of God. Refresh me, living waters. Have my soul be refreshed. Only you can quench my thirst, God. And then it comes the question, what waters have we been drinking in our lives? What things have we been consuming in our lives that aren't pleasing to God? God is calling us to better than that today. God is calling us to an altar today where we can be refreshed by the living waters. Amen. Hallelujah. So the thing is, how do you become a sheep in the pasture? Pastor was talking about this earlier today in Bible study a little bit. It says in John 3:3, Jesus says to Nicodemus, a man must be born again. And then he asked how, and he says, except the man be born again of the water and the Spirit, in verse 5, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And in John 10:9, Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if men enter in, he shall be saved and led to the green pastures. Amen. When you're baptized in Jesus' name and you receive the Holy Spirit, God is immediately calling you to a better life. He's immediately calling you to the green pastures, amen? And if you've been going through a hard time, if you were baptized, God is still calling you. God is still drawing you. He didn't forsake you or leave you, or you didn't just get baptized and forget about that one day. God is still calling you to the green pastures. Because in Psalms 23:6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. God didn't leave you one day and forget about you. God has been following you everywhere you've ever been. Though you may have turned your back on him and forgot about him, God is still calling. God is still reaching your life. God is still coming after you because he won't relent until he gets you into his sheepfold. Amen. In Luke 15:4, it says, suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them, doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? There's always been a time in our lives where we're turned away from the things of God, amen? We all look for our own way at one time or another, or we all have. Or young people, you will. But God will never leave you, no matter where you're at. God's not going to relent until he finds you. You may be going through a hard time, but God is still following you. God is still looking for you. God is still pursuing you. God is still trying to find you where you're at. Because we serve a good God, amen? We don't just serve a God that doesn't care about his people. We don't serve a God that doesn't care about his sheep. Because the shepherd loves the sheep, amen? The shepherd cares for the sheep. And no matter what he does, it's all for them, amen? You see, through his love, God will search us out. Amen. The good shepherd, that he died for us, that he was the ultimate sacrifice for you and I. But you see, as I said in the title, there's another side to this. And if you go to 2 Kings 3:4-5, and it says, and Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheep master and rendered under the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with the wool. But it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So set the stage, this heathen king had just given an astounding gift to the king of Israel. 100,000 lambs. 100,000 rams. I can't even imagine that. With the wool, he gave them maximum value. He had the max value to give to the king of Israel. And he was so generous to Ahab. He was a sheep master. But the moment the king of Israel died, the king of Moab's countenance changed. Whatever generosity he had went away. Whatever goodness he had went away. And he immediately attacked the people of Israel. Maybe it was just a ploy to get Israel to trust him so that he could get close to the people. But there was a problem underneath all of the sheep master's gifts. And as I look in the Bible, I believe that this is the only time the Bible references a sheep master. And you see, there was a problem. The reason why the king of Moab turned on the people of Israel, because he was not a shepherd. He was a sheep master. There's a difference between the two. We are God's people. We enter into his courts with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We're a part of his flock and his fold. We belong to him when we're baptized in Jesus' name. We need to thank him that he's our shepherd, amen. But the sheep master owns us, amen, in a way that wants to take advantage of us, amen. You see, God wants you to thrive. God wants you to live for him. God wants you to have a life of eternity. But the sheep master is just in it for his own gain, amen? And there are people in this world who belong to the sheep master instead of to the shepherd. There's people in this world who their thoughts are controlled by a sheep master instead of the shepherd. There's a devil who tries to get people to think he's the shepherd. There's a devil who tries to use a ploy that he can lead and guide them better than God ever could. There's a sheep master out there who thinks that his ideas are better than the ideas of God, amen? There's a person out there for you and I and our soul, amen? And if we aren't careful, we fall for his ploy of the sheep master. The sheep master acts like he loves you. He acts like the grass is greener on the other side. He acts like the word of God that you've been reading isn't good enough for you. He acts that the things of God and the things God has said in your life are not the right way, but that your ways are better. The sheep master will fatten you up with the lust of the flesh so that he can bring you to the slaughter one day and take you to hell. The sheep master is out for your soul, but I hear today we need to get a revelation that I want the shepherd to guide my life. I don't want to be guided by the sheep master. I don't want to be fattened up with my own flesh and my own things and my own beings. But I want to have a revelation of who Jesus is. Why are you grazing on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and Acts? And why do you go to Bible study? Or why do you worship? He's no shepherd. He's the sheep master. And he's trying to get you away from the shepherd. Amen. You see, because with the sheep master, the moment you're sick and weakly, you'll see what lies underneath, because you're no longer of value to him. You're no longer of value to the sheep master when you reach rock bottom or everything's going bad. But that's not so with the shepherd. That's not how it is with the good shepherd, amen. You could search to the ends of the earth, and God will be there. He's searching for you when you go astray, when something happens, when you feel like you have nowhere else to turn. The shepherd is the one that's looking for you. The good shepherd is the one who's out for you. God is the door to the sheepfold. And it says in the scripture, if someone tries to climb up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. The good shepherd comes right up to the door. Amen? And he's knocking on the door of your heart today and my heart today. And he's asking for somebody to let him in. You see, the person that climbs in through the other way and through the windows is the sheep master. He tries to find a way to get you out of your situation, but the good shepherd is knocking. And he's saying, I want to do something in your life. I want to do something great in your life, but I need you to open the door and let me in. Stop listening to the voice of the sheep master and start hearing my voice, because I'm knocking at the door for your heart. I'm knocking at the door for who you are. I have plans for you. You see, the problem is God's knocking at the door, but a lot of Christians have a back window open somewhere that they need to shut. Because they're letting it away for the sheep master to come into the fold and start to speak things into their life. What type of windows do we have open? What type of voices are we listening to? What type of entertainment are we pumping ourselves full of? What type of relationships are we in that we know God doesn't want us to be a part of? We need to close those windows in our lives, those things we know are keeping us from God, and answer the door to the Good Shepherd. Amen. You see, there's reasons why the sheep master will come into our lives. One, he comes into your life to steal your joy. Amen. And a lot of times we, myself included, we always think back to the days where, man, I wish I could just go back and get my joy where I left it. I was so happy back then. Things were so good back then, but I've just been depressed and run down, and I have no joy, and I just wish that I could go back to where I was with God and get that joy that I had. But I'm here today to preach a new message to you today, a different version. You don't have to go back to get the old joy. God has some new joy here for you today, a new refreshing. The Good Shepherd, when we listen to his voice, is going to lead you along, oh, where you need to go and bring you joy unspeakable. Amen. You don't have to get back your old joy. You can get a new joy in this place today. You don't have to go back to the old you. God is calling you to a new you, a better purpose, a better plan, a better relationship with him. You see, because you didn't lose your joy, the sheep master stole it from you. Amen. And we serve a God who's going to give you something new that you've never expected. Amen. God's not going to let you leave here the same way you came in. Amen. Two, sheep master is going to kill your faith. Nothing's going to happen here in this flock with God, with the Good Shepherd. He's not leading me the way I need to go. And we go through life and we get every reason why we should give up. Every reason why you should stop going to church. But there's one answer to that. When those thoughts come in your mind that you should quit, you should give up, you got nothing to go on, nothing to live for, I got the answer for you. The Lord is your good shepherd, and I'm going to keep on fighting. The Lord is my shepherd, and I'm going to keep on going. Though I don't have the answers, I'm still going to keep going. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop, because I know that God is my shepherd. He's not leading me to destruction like the sheep master. He's leading me to the green pastures, amen? Everything's gonna be all right with Jesus, amen? Everything's gonna be okay. The sheep master wants to destroy your hope. He wants to take everything you have and make it seem like it's hopeless. Your situation can't get any better. You're just so run down, so depressed, so in your rut. You've been going through life and there's no hope. But the answer is still the same. My hope is in the Lord. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. He prepareth a banquet for me before my enemies. When the arrows are flying and everything's going on, I'm going to have a fork in one hand and a knife in the other, because God has prepared me a banquet. Do you know what that means? It means when the things are going wrong in your life, you can rejoice knowing that the Lord has already won the battle. You don't even have to fight in the battle when the enemy comes your way. You can just rejoice in the Lord. And you see, here's the thing. As I said, the shepherd loves the sheep. And throughout the Bible, there were many great men who were shepherds, because the Lord wanted them to know his heart, right? We have Jacob, and Moses was a shepherd at a time, and, you know, all these people, David, Amos. Because eventually, when you listen to the voice of God and you're following his direction, God's going to give you something that he wants you to watch over and care for and love. He's going to put people in your life that he wants you to bring to the green pastures and show them that there's a better life than what they've been living in, that there's a ministry that God wants you to shepherd over, there's a place that God wants you to bring. You see, because the people in this world are dealing with the sheep master, and God wants to deliver them. And if I came here today for nothing else, is I'm ready at an altar to do battle with the sheep master, amen? To do battle with the enemy of this area, the enemy that the people think that everything they have is better than the things of God. I'm ready to do battle with that sheep master today. I'm ready to get down on my knees and have some warfare for this area and for this campus and for these people, because the sheep master will not get a hold of God's people, amen? He's not powerful in the least. He may seem like he has the biggest things and everything's going for them in the world, but God has a bigger plan. Aren't you thankful that you should serve the Good Shepherd? Aren't you thankful that God's always looking for you? And that's what got me when I was praying the other day. God, you're so good to me, Jesus. You have everything that I could ever want and ever need, God. Everything that I could ever imagine, Jesus, that you have provided for me. You've prepared it for me. Though I don't have the answers, though I don't know where to go, God, you still lead me. Amen. But we got to keep on fighting. Keep on following the shepherd. Don't let the sheep masters talk into your life and tell you that there's a better thing than God. There's nothing in this world that could satisfy. There's nothing in this world that can be a substitute for the things of God. Amen. There's nothing that I could ever imagine that's bigger than the creator of this universe dying for me. Though we were made from dust, he died for you and I, and he wants to lead us to a place that's everlasting. He wants to lead us to a place that's bigger than all the hurt and all the sorrow you're going through. And as I said, when you're baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Spirit, you're automatically a part of his flock, and he's not going to stop tugging at your heart. He's not going to stop fighting for you. He's not going to stop coming against the things that you've been battling with. It doesn't matter what you've been through or how far you've gone. God is still looking for his sheep, amen? God is still searching for his people. And God is wanting to use us to reach those around us, amen? I'm not going to be long today, but I wonder if we could just stand and lift our hands. Jeremy, if you would come. This altar is open. I don't want to be influenced by the words of the sheep master. I don't want to have some window open or some back entrance open where the sheep master can come into my life and speak something into my soul that's not the things of God. You can do better. You do have a purpose, says the Lord. Amen. The sheep master says you got nothing and no hope and you're worthless. But I'm here to tell you today that you have a purpose in the kingdom of God, that God has a plan for you and I in this place. If we would just lift our hands and follow the Good Shepherd. If we would just hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. I'm tired of the noise of this world that I've been listening to. Lead me, God. Refresh me in the waters, Jesus. Hallelujah.